Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
A big part of enjoying a better house, a better car, all this, is people. What do you want to do immediately? You want to let somebody know, right? I got this. Come see it. Come, let's take a ride. Come, let's grill in the backyard, right? What? Come rejoice with me. Come share it with me. So it's not just the thing that you're enjoying so much. You're enjoying fellowship. Oh, come on, can you see this? Your joy really comes with the fellowship with the Father and the people, and the thing is secondary. Keep reading. This is the message which we have heard of Him and declare to you, God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. Oh, this is a powerful, powerful phrase. How much darkness is in Him?
None.
Not any. Not any. Not even any tiny amount. None at all. And so when people try to imply that God has a dark side, you shut that off. Don't you hear a word of that? It simply is not true. In Him is no darkness at all. Verse 6, if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, what's going on? We're lying about what? We're lying about fellowshipping with Him. Why? Because we're walking in darkness. And we're not doing the truth. Keep going. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin so that there's nothing between us and Him. When God's looking at you and you've received, you've repented and you've received His forgiveness, His cleansing, His washing, even if you messed up since you were born again, you confess that and you repented, you received. When He's fellowshipping with you, He's not seeing anything you did wrong. Oh, come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
He's, as you're talking to Him and praying to Him, He doesn't have in the back of His mind what all the stuff, bad stuff you did last year or the year before. He does not. He's seeing you in the righteousness of Christ. He's seeing you. Why? Because Jesus did it so you could be reconciled to the Father and you received it. Oh, somebody say, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's as long as we're walking in the light. Listen to another way of describing this. To him that knows to do good and does it not, to him it's sin. What does that mean? Well, what you know and see is light. Sin is violation of light. Keep going, verse 9. If we confess our sins. Now you need to connect this with the previous verses. What sin? You were walking in darkness. You were violating light. If you're doing that, what do you need to do? Some people would say nothing. Just be glad Jesus has paid for everything. But no, this says, if we confess it. Why? Why does it need to be dealt with? We need to go all the way back to the garden. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, listened to the devil instead of obeying God, why didn't he just say, you know, you messed up, but let's just forget about it and go on. Why didn't he just do that? I'm getting looks from all over the crowd. People say, yeah, what's wrong with that? The wages of sin is death. God is the righteous judge of all the earth. No matter how much he loves you or me, he won't pervert justice. He won't do anything that's not right for you, for me, or anybody. He'd change who he is if he did. And he had told them. Is that right? He told them, if you disobey in the day you eat of that, you'll die. So if they don't die, he's a liar. Now, I know people want to do this. People want to pretend I didn't miss it. And let's just not bring it up. Let's just not talk about it. But that's not how you become reconciled. That's not how it gets fixed. How many understand Adam and Eve had really messed up with God? Is that right? Really messed up with God. And according to God, it has to be fixed. Come on, say it out loud. It has to be fixed. This hiding, this pretending doesn't work. It doesn't cut it. The proverb says, if you cover your sins, you won't prosper. But if you'll confess them and forsake them, you'll get mercy. Hallelujah. Mercy. Grace. If you'll confess it. Everybody say confess it. Confess it. There's some folks that have kind of spoken against repentance and implied it's not necessary because it's already been done. It has already been done, but you still got to receive it. Amen. And what if I violate light after I'm born again? Well, it's not that Jesus needs to go back to the cross or he needs to pay for anything else. It's paid for, but you need to receive something. Is that right? And if you don't admit that you made a mistake, then there's no reason to receive any cleansing or forgiveness. And if you don't receive any, your heart, not God, your heart will condemn you. Because you know you violated light. You know you didn't do some things you should have done. You know you did some things you shouldn't have done. You know you didn't listen. You know you didn't obey. You're born again. You're a child of God. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to heaven when you die. But you also need to walk in full fellowship with him right down here now. And there needs to be nothing between you and he and between you and others. And the way that's accomplished is that if you do mess up, what do? You confess it. You don't run from it. You don't cover it. You certainly don't lie about it. Come on, y'all with me, friends. You don't try to hide it. You don't run from God. You run to God. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're there in 1 John, I believe. Go to the 3rd chapter and you'll see more specifically what we're talking about. I want you to say it again. It has to be dealt with. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. 3:19. 1 John 3:19. He said, hereby we know that we're of the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. Assure what?
Our heart.
For if our heart condemns us, if what condemns us?
Our heart.
It is true that God's not condemning you for sins Jesus paid for. That is true. But it's also true that if you violate light right here, right now, even though you're born again, your heart will bother you. Now tell me you don't know that's true. Come on. You know, since you've been born again, has your heart ever bothered you about something you did or didn't do? That was, now, sometimes I've heard people say that I was in that service and I heard that message and man, God really condemned me about some things. No, he didn't. No, you got it wrong. No. No, the Holy Spirit convinced you of the truth and light and what is right. And in that light, you saw you had messed up and come short. And at that point, your heart condemned you, not God. God's not condemning me. Thank God. God's not condemning me. The Holy Spirit's not condemning me. But if my heart is bothering me, I need to get that fixed. Don't I? If I don't, well, read the very next thing. If our heart condemns us, back up to verse 20. If our heart condemns us, God's greater than our heart. He knows all things. What does that mean? Don't run from Him. Don't try to hide. He already knows. Is that right? He already knows. Are you kidding? You can't hide anything from Him. So what do? Run to Him. And do what? Confess it. Lord, I knew better than that. I knew what Your Word says. I knew. Well, why'd you do it? Flesh, right? Why'd you do it? Lazy, whatever, you know. Verse 21, if our heart condemns us not, then we have what? Confidence toward God to come right on up boldly to the very throne of grace. Who? You? Yeah, me. With everything you've messed up and done, yeah, but I've repented.
Amen.
And I've received forgiveness and cleansing and washing, and that causes my heart to no longer condemn me, because I know I'm washed by the blood of the Lamb, and my confidence just comes right up. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you can believe God for anything. Amen. We have confidence toward God. What's the next verse say? And whatever we ask, we get it. Oh, somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. But now let's just stop right here. But what if you violate light? You do what you know you shouldn't have done. You don't do what you know you should, but you won't admit it. You won't repent. You won't confess it. You want to act like nothing happened. You want everybody to just pretend nothing happened. Let's go on. What's going to happen? Your heart is going to continue to condemn you and bother you. And you will not have confidence toward God. And you won't feel comfortable trying to draw near to God. You won't feel comfortable being around people if you think they know it and it's not dealt with. Say it out loud. It must be dealt with.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.